Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys, and we hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel here on another Mailbag Monday. We come on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so tune in. We've got some great questions today, Angel. Let's get loaded.
We do. So the first one is, Joe, I can see that I need to start teaching my kids to be independent. What are some of the things you did to teach your kids that? Also, which of your books or messages would be the best for me to order?
The book would be God Knows How to Raise Your Kids, Even If You Don't. Our entire seminar is in that book, and it's very simple. It's loaded with scripture, and it'll tell you exactly what to do. We took it out of Luke 2:52, where Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and favor with man. So it's the four areas. If Jesus grew in those four areas, our children need to grow. If our children need to grow, we as parents need to grow. So I'm going to go with that right there. So that's the good. I forgot the question.
Well, you did really good talking about the book, but let's just keep going. It says, I can see that I need to start teaching my kids to be independent. What are some of the things you did to teach your kids?
Can I just jump in? Yes.
Go for it.
Teaching your kids to be independent is pretty simple. Kids work best when there's a list. So we had a couple of lists. Number one had the three rules for the house. That was our first list. Mm-hmm. And so I put them on poster board on the ceiling above every bed in every bedroom. I had it laminated on the front of the bathroom mirror, on the front of the refrigerator and freezer. And I think for 3.5 years it was laminated and duct taped underneath every toilet seat lid. These are the rules for my house so we can have sanity. No talking back to mom or dad. No telling a lie. Don't fight with your brothers and sisters. There's a whole seminar that goes with that, and it's in the book. The other thing was we would give things to do. So I told my kids, you owe me something every day. You come home from school, you owe me 30 minutes. And it would change during the years, and they got older. You owe me 30 minutes every day. I don't care how much homework or what's going on. You owe me 30 minutes. There's 30 minutes you may have to do a little laundry, wash some dishes, vacuum a floor, clean the bathroom. On Saturday, you owe me 4 hours. You can give it to me from 8 till noon, from 6 to, you know 10. You can do it at night from, 8 till midnight. But you owe me 4 hours every Saturday. And sometimes it'd be just raking the yard. It'd be stacking some firewood in the wintertime. You know, it'd be some, maybe shoveling snow. It could be a dozen things. And sometimes I didn't have 4 hours of things, but I just let them know, you owe this family. This is part of being in the family. You're going to learn how to be responsible. You're in charge of this. And then I would do inspections. And I've had to tell them before, hey, the toilet, you missed some stuff in that toilet. Get that lid up and get that brush in there and get that comet and clean that thing really good. It needs to smell good. And the same thing about dishes. You know, I pulled dishes out of the dishwasher before, have food still stuck to it. Hey, guys, you're supposed to wash the heavy stuff off before you put it in the dishwasher. You know, are you going to stop it up? And so there's constant training and instruction and encouraging. Mm-hmm. You're going to do things the rest of your life. You're going to teach and train, and it's going to involve instruction and admonition. You know, Ephesians 6:4, you know, admonition. You just need to encourage, but also you need to tell them. So I kept a list of things on a regular basis, and it would change during the years. But you owe me 30 minutes every evening, you know, get that done, wash the dishes, clean off that table, you know, vacuum the floor in here, get the living room straightened up. Otherwise, I tell a joke. I mean, it wasn't a joke. It's serious. You know, after 12 years of marriage, my wife became a housewife. And I realized that my house didn't need a wife. I needed a wife. My house stole my wife. And she would never be able to finish her date by 11 o'clock at night. And she'd come in the living room and sit down on the couch, greasy, tired, and dirty, and wore out. Mm-hmm. I thought, something's wrong. My house stole my wife. I need to give my house to my children. And that took about a year and a half, so I just started giving instructions. Guys, here's a simple list. It's right here in front of the refrigerator. Sarah, you do this. Jess, you do this. Corey, you do this. Lauren, you do this. Johnny, you do this. You know, Tessa, you got this. And so it wasn't anything overwhelming, but everybody doing a little bit makes it a really easy place to live. Because there was a time when all of our kids were playing sports and music and doing different stuff. We come home after a three-day weekend and at some ball tournament, and the laundry's piled up, the dishes are stacked up, the toilet was stopped up. I said, man, what happened to my house? I said, well, we've been gone. So I said, well, then we overwhelmed. We're going to stay here this whole weekend and work the whole weekend. And I'd ruin a weekend many a time. I've ruined the whole week. We're working sun up to sun down. And I'll feed you a grilled cheese sandwich. Just get back to work. Trying to recover from not doing things on a regular basis. So the greatest thing was just get simple things for your kids. Hey, you're in charge of this. You're going to load the dishwasher every day. You're going to wash clothes. It's two big square boxes with two buttons on it. If you can run a 20-gig computer, you can run these two big boxes called a washer and dryer. And so they're going to make mistakes, but that's how they learn. Children are not perfect. They're going to make mistakes learning how to do things right. But give them a list of stuff to do and don't overwhelm them.
I also think that every kid is different.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
My daughter was independent from day one. And if things would happen to her as she grew older at school or something, I'd say, well, do I need to go talk to the teacher? She'd say, no, Mom, let me handle it.
Very good.
And she's that way to this day. Let me handle it. And my son was the opposite.
Yes.
He was the creative artist, musician, and he wanted me to go to school and take care of it. He wanted me to, you know, do that. And so
you're on the payroll. You're on the payroll.
Yeah. And he could probably still be like that. But no, actually he's not like that
now.
No,
he's not.
But I would say I had to approach them very differently because, you know, she didn't need that push in that area that he did. So I'd have to have a lot of talks. We'd have to have some real come-to-Jesus meetings about the importance of becoming independent and what it means to grow into a man and what that responsibility looks like and why you have to face things and why you have to do things that you don't like.
And you want them to look forward to becoming an adult.
You do.
This is not a negative thing. It's very positive. You get to be in charge of your own life one day, and we're training you to get to that point.
Yeah. So it's a process, and I think Joe's right, you know, giving them things to do, although you sound like what my childhood was like. My mother, oof, we had to work. I wasn't as heavy-handed as you were, but I think it hurt my kids in some ways, you know, in some areas as they became adults. We had to have a little bit more of a learning curve as they became adults, but yeah, I think that's true. But you have to take each child into consideration.
They're all different. They all think different, function different. And also, our photo albums are just packed and with holiday photos. We had major holiday things. Now, we would go somewhere, like on vacation, but the major holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, Easter, we were at the house. And every holiday was a work weekend. Every holiday, Christmas weekend, New Year's weekend, Thanksgiving week, we're going to work. And we made it a game. So we built a retaining wall one holiday.
Oh, that sounds like a fun game.
And we poured concrete sidewalk all around the house. We built a swimming pool. That took several weeks. We built a basketball court in the front yard, and that took all the whole summer. But every weekend, we're doing pouring concrete, pouring another third of that basketball court today. We're going to get out here, and the concrete truck's coming. We've got to have the boards up and the dirt level and the gravel down there. And everybody participated, and we had fun. We actually had fun. Every 4th of July, we'd buy a ton of those big fireworks and get on the basketball court, and we'd shoot stuff all night long because we lived way out in the country. And so we made fun memories out of weekends, but they were work days. And so my kids, all to this day, they all love working. They think that's normal. We worked every weekend, and we had great meals. I'd have to fix a great, you know, my wife make great lunch, a great dinner, and we'd eat a lot, but we'd work all day. And we'd sit and take pictures. Man, isn't that a beautiful retaining wall? Big retaining wall across the back of that house on our 2.5 acres. Man, one big rock at a time, and then we'd have to, okay, next week we've got to pick up more. So I have them deliver 2 mega loads of rock, and so then we'd gravel the driveway, and we'd rake it out level and big old long driveway. And so we would laugh and tell stories, but we worked. And they thought working was normal.
That's why you had them hidden out there in the country. Because if they were in a normal neighborhood, they would
know.
Yeah,
I know. Thank goodness.
also, I think another key to helping your child to become independent is to get them to focus on their purpose.
Yes.
You know, our to me, one of the biggest responsibilities we have as parents is to see our child, to look at the giftings that they have in their lives.
Yes.
And to give them an opportunity to flourish in that area.
Yes.
For example, my son is a musician full-time. That's what he does. If I had seen that and had not given him the opportunity to learn how to play the drums or the guitar and the piano and had not encouraged those skills, mm-hmm. I would have affected the destiny in his life.
Yeah, that was God's gift.
Yeah, and his independence. Same with my daughter, her love of reading and learning. And so you have to say, let me look at this child, and if I give them something to focus on, if I give them a purpose, most people that are frustrated, that are afraid to leave home, that are scared and introverted, they don't know what their purpose is.
No, they don't.
I always say this when I used to travel for years, working with teenagers, I would say to them all the time, and you can say this to somebody if they're 99, or you can say it to somebody up to 13, I would say, do you know what God's plan is for your life? And 99.9% of the time, mm-hmm. they would say, I don't know.
Nope.
And I would say, what if I told you I could tell you what it is right now? And they'd say, okay. And I say, it's the same it is for me. The Bible says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That is our mandate as a believer.
Yes.
So knowing that that is your mandate as a Christian, what do you love to do? Do you love to play sports?
Yes, come on.
Because you can preach the gospel through that. You can, by rubbing shoulders with people that I'll never be able to preach the gospel to.
Come on.
Do you love music? Do you love getting involved in, do you love to speak? Do you like politics? What is it that you love? Knowing that this is your mandate, ultimately, as a believer. But what is it you love? Because they go hand in hand.
Yeah, what's the railroad track that's going to take you to that mandate that mm-hmm. God gave?
Mm-hmm.
Every year we would do, right after New Year's, we'd sit the kids down on a Saturday, and I'd give them four tests, the very short tests.
Mm-hmm.
One's from Discovering Your God-Given Gifts by Don and Katie Fortune. It's still out in, I think, Barnes & Noble. It's a great book. Then I get the unemployment test. You can get a copy of that. And then we get an academic skills test. You got to order that from Fort Worth. So three simple tests, and so we would do that. We would laugh, you know, and so the kids would think, what's your test, and what are you, and what are you? And there were a list of vocations, this one book, and there were hundreds of vocations. Well, according to your test, you would do well in these 12 vocations. And I'd narrow it down to 12, and I'd print it off, and I said, okay, according to these tests, you're probably going to get a job in one of these 12 areas. And it was a shock when you realize, as they became adults, they all went into the areas on the test.
Mm.
It was just natural what you like doing, what you just said. What do you like to do? You know, mm-hmm. what do you like? Do you like helping people, talking to people? Do you like to study? You like running numbers? What do you like to do? What pushes your button?
There's a reason.
And you wanted your children to leave home liking going to work. You should not hate going to work. You got to love going to work. But you got to find out, what are you good at? You don't mm-hmm. take a job at something you're not good at. You're probably going to get fired or demoted. So what do you like doing? So we did that every year, and we'd print it out on one piece of paper, and I'd put it up on the bedroom wall. Here's your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Has it changed? And what would be amazing now that they're adults, you know, we would take vacations, and we'd still take that Discover Your God-Given Gifts and say, okay, has it changed? And we'd say, nope, not really. It's about the same. That is a gift from God. You had it the moment you were conceived. God will never take it away from you. Your gift will make room for you. Bring before kings. Your gift will make you wealthy. Not your sister's gift, not your brother's gift. And we used to tell the kids, do not compare yourselves among yourselves. You don't have your brother's gift. You don't have your sister's gift. You don't have your dad's gift, your mom's gift. You have a gift straight from God himself. And it's a great gift. You will love using this. So we tried to encourage them, hey, what do you like to do? What do you want to do? You're not going to hate going to work. If you hate going to work, there's a problem. You should love doing whatever it is you do.
Unless you live or raised in Joe's house, and then you have no choice but to work.
We made it a fun time. It was fun. It was.
I'm just kidding. This next one says, I just started going to church and am living with my boyfriend. I gave my heart to Jesus and told him he now has to sleep on the couch until we get married. Am I right? That's funny because my former father-in-law was living with a woman, and he gave his life to the Lord. And they were going to church and everything, still living together, you know. And, you know, because something you don't just change in a minute.
This is not flipping a light switch.
No, it's a process. So they didn't know that that was wrong, genuinely didn't, and didn't come from any kind of church background, so— So one day they said in church, and the pastor said, you know, if you're living with someone and you don't have a covenant of marriage, you know, that's sin. And he goes, what? And he went up to the pastor after. He goes, what? Are you serious? That's sin? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, well, can you marry us? And so that next day they got married. So that's, you know, the thing is what happens when you get born again, your heart changes.
It does. Yes, it does.
And so that's where
it begins a lifelong process of growing.
It does.
You just realize, hey, I might need to change some things. You probably need to change a lot, but we're not going to do it all today. We take it one day at a time.
Right.
And it comes by revelation. It's not information, it's revelation. But when it comes, you got to, okay, now that I know, what am I going to do about this? I got to do something with this.
You can't, because if you don't, it will grow.
Yeah, yes, it does.
And so, I mean, I can see you're being moved by your convictions.
Yes.
And that's awesome.
Yes, you're going the right direction.
Yeah.
Praise God.
And I bet you'll get a ring on your finger quicker than you know.
Probably will.
I just think it's really cool when God starts speaking to you if you listen.
Yes.
The more you listen and the more you communicate with him, the more he'll talk to you.
Yes.
So honestly, you're headed in the right direction.
Yes, you
and
are.
Just the thing you got to be careful with, especially as a new believer, that you don't start putting your convictions on everybody else around
you.
Yeah. Because, you know, what's convicting to one person isn't the God's moving. We're all at different places.
Different places, different levels.
Yeah. So good question.
OK, everybody, that wraps up this Mailbag Monday. We thank you for joining us. Tune in next time and be with Angel now. We'll answer some more questions.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. We love you.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.